If you have watched an MMA or wrestling match, you would know that it revolves around a lot of grappling and sparring between two people within a wrestling ring. Both attempts to gain an upper hand, and the one who is able to maintain a superior position, pinning the other down, wins. In the same light, we are also in a daily match, and the opponent is the many lies that may attack our hearts and minds to go against or doubt God's truth. Day in, day out, at work, in school, the things we hear through people, see through the social platforms and news, they are many times building up or altering new thinking pathways or belief systems inside us. And even after we have been to church on Sabbath day, gained some word from the sermon and fellowship with the saints, these sparring partners won't quit. On top of that, the problem is we do not realize the need to wrestle back while being spiritually oblivious, maybe because we are too busy, too tired, too complacent and such. Once we fail to guard ourselves as the lies find the upper hand to affect our hearts, we will be deceived and gradually be led to go down unnecessary paths and even grow a wayward attitude. So today, let us get into the ring with the unbelief and lies within us to gain back our trust and faith in the truth. Now first, let us get some perspective of doubts through the examples of the great characters in the Bible. There are many whom have wrestled with their faith and watch how God led them into spiritual victory instead. And one of them is John the Baptist, who was sent to prepare the way for the Lord by baptizing Jesus. He was very confident at first when he saw Jesus coming towards him. He said in John 1 verse 32 to 34, "I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. And I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. I have seen and I testify that this is God's chosen one.'" He was convicted that Jesus is the Messiah. However, when John ended up in prison, he started to have doubts and even sent some of his disciples to ask Jesus again if he was truly the Messiah. Jesus then answered in Matthew 11 verse 4 to 6, "Go back and tell John what you are hearing and seeing. The blind can see, the lame can walk, those who suffer from dreaded skin diseases are made clean, the deaf hear, the dead are brought back to life, and the good news is preached to the poor. How happy are those who have no doubts about me." And then again, Jesus went on to affirm God's great purpose and mission to the crowds. Here, we can see a couple of things. Firstly, John started out in faith and he has seen many wondrous things with Jesus as they hang out a lot together. But once he has a seemingly trying encounter, he seeks affirmation because there are some doubts within him. We are very much like this, in the sense that we have seen God's graces and help from time to time, yet when one challenge or problem comes, we are quick to amplify it and doubt God's faithfulness in the past that flows into our present as well. This is a very quick and natural reflex to doubt, and that is certainly where the devil likes to attack us at. But here is the light. Jesus affirms his works, his standing, his sovereignty, and he also affirms who John is, even in John's moment of doubt. So with this in mind, we can pull in the strength from the Lord to get into a wrestling match with the doubts in us. And what are some wrestling strikes we can use as we get into the ring? Firstly, let us identify the source and be alert to any doubts easing in on us. Doubts can be giving us punches in all directions, maybe through people's words, the majority's influences, personal desires, and more. This may cause us to belittle, be wavered, or discontented with God's truth. So from there, we have to doubt the thoughts of our doubts instead. To wrestle with these doubts in us, we have to always get into a blocking stance where we challenge our doubts with reflections. Is this thought really from the Holy Spirit or my own inclinations? Is this idea making my trust in God stronger or affecting my faith? Am I placing my hopes on this decision or on God? And once I have acted according to this doubt, what are the outcomes of my spirit? More bitterness and unhappiness? Unable to love people around me or enjoy my relationship with others? All this reflection comes when we face the Lord in prayers. Now, Job was one that was challenged by Satan a lot, with everything taken from him. Yet, he challenges his trials and fell to the ground in worship as he spoke and asked the Lord through his sufferings. Eventually, he repented and is humbled before the Lord. Finally, always strike back with God's truth. Many times we are prone to breed doubts because we leave an empty space in our hearts to be attacked. So we need to constantly be filled up with God's truth. when lies attempt to deceive our trust in God and our position as a child of God, use God's word to replace them and be assured in His truth. As Hebrews 4 verse 12 says, "For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." The word of God has the power to identify the lies in our hearts when we ourselves cannot see. And Psalm 18:30 says, "As for God, His way is perfect. The Lord's word is flawless, and He shields all who take refuge in Him." Thus, brothers and sisters, we have to root ourselves on the word and let the Holy Spirit remind us that only the Lord's way is perfect, and in Him we have true refuge and hope. It may seem like a hassle or scary thing to get into the wrestling ring with our doubts and face them, but may we find strength in knowing that we are doing it with the Lord and with His promises carved in our hearts. This match may be a long process, but a sure win. God bless.